From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. As we talked about elsewhere in our program, President Obama's tour of China featured a meeting today with students. Meanwhile, some of the rock musicians those young Chinese listen to are touring the U.S. China's rock scene may be relatively new, but its inspiration is not. As Zoe Chase reports, one of the biggest rock bands in China has old-school punk roots.
The members of PK-14 are lost in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. They're searching for a store that sells used musical equipment.
Yeah, right here they got the music.
Yeah, that's it. Lead singer Yang Hai Song doesn't stand out at all in this Brooklyn neighborhood, what with his tight pea coat, black skinny jeans, black framed glasses. Inside Main Drag Music, the band is trying to pick an amplifier for tonight's show. They asked the clerk how each one is different.
This is more of like a real just like 70s rock.
70s rock rock.
Yeah.
The floors are crowded with amplifiers. The musicians' eyes are wide and they're giggling madly. The amp they like is a bright orange amp labeled Orange.
Yeah, so you mean the distortion is really good for this one?
Early 70s. Yeah. A lot of British bands used these in the early 70s. So
yes.
Has that real like...
Yeah.
Kind of sound.
They'll take two.
It's quite hard to find second-hand music store in China.
Yang Hai Song.
70s, 60s. We have no history, yeah. We have no history. So we just find a new one. But it's very hard to find Orange.
The 60s was the heyday of rock and roll in the West. Yang Hai Song tells me Beijing's rock and music development is about the 70s now. They don't have much to look back on.
When we grew up, everything's changing very fast.
Hai Song is 36. He's restless and jerky, like a character in a silent movie, constantly smoking and jumping about.
End of the Cultural Revolution and beginning of the economy revolution. Past 20 years, it's crazy in China. It's chaos.
Hai Song grew up in Nanjing, a city west of coastal Shanghai. He dropped out of school where he was studying to be an engineer.
And at that time, I started to listen to rock music. I think that's a reason.
Yes, he dropped out of school because he listened to rock. And yes, his parents were horrified. He and the other would-be rockers in Nanjing found each other.
We almost found everybody in Nanjing who listened to rock music. It's quite small, so we every afternoon hang around, stay together to exchange the cassette, you know, exchange the music, you know, talk about what kind of music is good and what you like.
I asked Hai Song how rock and roll they really were back then, meaning smash the state like The Clash, and stick it to the man. Remember, this is post-Tiananmen.
If you choose to be a rock musician, it's an attitude, you know. You don't need to say anything, just this attitude is like that. In lifestyle, it's like that. You just listen to the rock music, that's a rebellion.
Showtime. Glasslands, one of many places to see live music in Brooklyn. Back in Beijing, there are few major rock clubs, but there is D22. It's a dive bar in the University District. It's got dark, red-chipped walls, a messy, rude aesthetic. Opened by Westerners 3 years ago who craved a punk setting for the punk bands they were hearing, it's been called Beijing CBGB. The club recently started a label, Maybe Mars. It's one of the only indie rock labels in the whole country. Xiao He, Carsick Cars, and PK-14 are its stars. And those are the bands playing at Glasslands tonight. The question is, who shows up? Answer, place is packed.
This is the only line I've ever seen outside of Glass. I've been coming to Glasslands for 5 years and there's never...
Standing behind Jake Friedman in line is Vita Engstrand.
Earlier tonight when I was hanging out in a pizzeria in Williamsburg, telling the other people at the table about which show we were going to, they were very jealous because they're going to a slightly less cool show at Death by Audio, so I won tonight.
And thank you for coming, thank you guys.
PK-14 kills. Hai Song grabs the mic stand like Elvis and screams into it. The Williamsburg crowd is cheering. After the show, Yang Hai Song immediately heads outside to smoke.
When we form the band or play guitar, start to learn chords, I cannot dream I can play on the stage, you know. Just like I play myself, try to learn some songs from Bob Dylan, just like that. Woody Guthrie, something. You never dream I'm gonna play outside of China.
But it's like a dream, you know, like day down, day down, day down, and yeah. step by step, you know. And now finally we play New York. It's like surreal, you know.
The dream lasts for another week. Then the members of PK-14 and the other bands head back to Beijing, to maybe the fastest growing punk rock scene in the world. And why wouldn't it be in the country with what seems like the fastest growing everything else? For NPR News, I'm Zoe Chase.